I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
All right, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. We have got Teamless Tuesday for round 8 coming your way. Obviously, a bit of a weird week. We've got Anzac Day on Thursday, so 3 games there and then a few other games scattered across the weekend. Bringing in my 5-8. We've got her in the hot seat this week, in the Timmy Williams seat. Kathmandu, how are we?
You call it the Timmy Williams seat, but it's the rook seat. Timmy's only here once a week.
That's true. You probably are there more than him, aren't you?
Yeah. Statistically, it should be my seat.
Yeah. And we just genuinely don't like him.
Yeah, I think it's that.
Yeah. I don't think so. I'm glad
we're on the same page.
Very good. Now, Teamless Tuesday just came out. Obviously, a very big one. Obviously, you've got your guys like Kalen Ponga. You've got your guys like Jamal Fogarty that have fallen out. Obviously, Braden Trindle's out of the side as well. So, an absolute stack to get into. Let's kick off with the Thursday games. We've got the New Zealand Warriors and the Gold Coast Titans going head-to-head at 2 p.m. coming to you from Go Media Stadium. That's normally Kat's job, and I don't know why I did that, so I apologize.
I didn't know.
Do you want to outdo me? Do it again. Yeah. Let's see how you go.
Well, what an exciting day, Thursday. Don't do that to me. Thursday is going to be an exciting day, guys. We've got 3 games back to back. We're starting with the Waz at home against the Titans at Go Media Stadium, 2 p.m. Tell us about it.
Mine was heaps better. Heaps better. All right, for the Warriors, Catewell out. Laban starts on the edge. Very, very exciting. A superstar of our game of the future to watch. On the bench, we've got Zion making his debut, which I can't wait to see. You might remember him from sent off in the trial fame, but a very, very good player. And good to see Dylan Walker back on the bench as well. For the Gold Coast Titans, no real change here off a pretty good game from them last week, at least in the fight to win that one. AJ Brimson remains at fullback. Kat, take us to the best fixture of Anzac Day.
Dragons versus Roosters. Historic matchup between these two on Anzac Day. This one's at Allianz at 4:05.
Yes, obviously a Dragons home game, but at Allianz. For the Dragons, Jack Bird, he's on the extended bench. Outside of that, they remain unchanged from last week. For the Sydney Roosters, Dom Young returns from his borderline manslaughter charge a few weeks ago, which moves Sualee into the centres, and Sam Walker returns at halfback, which moves Connor Watson to jersey 14. The late game on Anzac Day, Kat.
Storm versus Bunnies, my team. I'm excited for this one. It's going to be a real challenge, but we're ready. This one's at Amy at 7:50.
You guys might need a little bit of Amy insurance going into this one just quietly.
I think already signed up.
Yeah, how good. Lucky you're with Amy. 7:50 p.m. The Melbourne Storm, 1-17. Good news for you Supercoach players and me and Kat in particular. Chan holds on to his spot. You love to see it. For the South Sydney Rabbitohs, more good news for Kathmandu. Gagai returns to the side. Great to see. First game since Las Vegas. And Jai Arrow as well, named on the extended bench. That is, not on the extended, on the bench. That is a huge in for you guys, Kat. With Totola out for a few weeks, getting Jairo back is massive.
I saw him in some of the promo stuff on TikTok and Instagram, and it's a good sign. He's in the gym with the boys, so I felt good about it.
You were doing a bit of a stalk, were you?
I don't have to stalk. This is just what my feed looks like.
She was in the bushes at training. Don't listen to this social media
crap. I was there
last
week.
You were too. We'll get to that in the future.
I did see Jairo from afar. Anyway, let's move on.
Well, he mentioned he saw you from afar too.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Take us to the Friday game, Kat.
Well, I love this fixture. It's one of my favourites. Guru has written Sea Eagles versus Manly.
Yeah, it's going to be a close game.
That is a derby like no other. just the boys against each other.
Little opposed session over there.
Yeah, why not? Why not? No, this one is Eels versus Manly. It is 8 p.m. at Four Pines. So this one is up on the Northern Beaches.
Yeah, only the one game on Friday nights. That's going to be a pretty grim wait on Friday, arvo. We normally have the 6 p.m.er. For the Parramatta Eels, if you're in the Roo Crew, you would have already known this morning, young Ethan Sanders making his debut. He's a halfback, but he will be wearing the 6 jersey here. I think he might play 7, to be honest with you, and Dill Brown will play 5-8. He is rumoured to have signed with the Canberra Raiders and be heading down there next season. So you Raiders fans, I think you'll be more excited to see him than Parramatta fans. But a very good kid. I watched him play New South Wales Cup on the weekend, played over there at Wentworth Park, had a good game there. He's had a good few weeks. So congratulations, Ethan Sanders, on his debut. Micah Sivo was playing in that team with him as well in the New South Wales Cup on the weekend. He returns to the side. Ryan Madison comes in on the edge with Bryce Cartwright out of the squad. Bad news. Bad news for Lusick owners. Brendan Hands on the bench. Looks like they will share minutes. Guys drop from that side. Asi Russell and Blaise Talangi. For the Manly Seagulls, two big boys return. Josh Allier and Nathan Brown. Big ins there for the Manly Seagulls. Super Saturday, Kathmandu. What do we got?
Super Saturday. We are out in Campbelltown. This one is a Tigers home game against what is looking like a very strong Broncos side.
Jaden Campbelltown, Tigers Brisbane. Now on the bench for the Tigers, making his NRL debut, Alamolo, I believe it's pronounced. I don't quite know. I haven't seen him play yet or heard his name pronounced, but he's come over from Super Rugby. He was the rookie of the year there a couple of years ago. I actually thought in trials and stuff he actually looked okay, and from watching some of his union games, I thought he could add a little bit. So good to see him getting his debut. I believe Benji had a bit to do with him when he went over and played in the rugby union a couple of years ago, Kat. So keen to see him make his debut. Huge news. I gave this guy one of the biggest raps you will ever see on Bloke in a Bar the other day. Finu, he's gone from a bench forward to on the edge, and I think he's going to absolutely cause havoc out there, which moves Johnny Bateman to 13, which is going to change this team quite a bit. He's a little bit Scatman-do like you, Kat, Johnny Bateman. A little bit all over the place. And Fanua Bolle, he returns to the bench. So you should see Alex Twoll getting good minutes off the pine. Shout out to my draft team in news that no one else gives a fuck about, Kat. What do we got next?
Some do care.
Oh, Brisbane. Wait, there's more. For the Brisbane Broncos, Jesse Arthurs moves into the centre spot. Selwyn Cobbo out of this game. Mariner returns on the wing. Adam Reynolds at 7. Payne Haas in the front row and Pierre Cura on the edge. Some absolute superstars returning in this game for the Brisbane Broncos. Take us to the late game, Kat.
All right. This one is Cowboys versus Panthers. This one is 7:30 p.m. up in North Queensland. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, geez, isn't this going to be a challenge for the North Queensland Cowboys, who didn't do themselves any favours last week. For the Cows, I was expecting sweeping changes to this side. Haven't made many, to be fair. Griffin Neem, he starts in the front row, and Tom McHaley comes into the side as well. He was really good in the trials, Kat, so hopefully he can be that little bit of X factor through the middle that they're probably lacking at the moment. For the Penny Panthers, Taylan May returns from whatever the hell last week was. He replaces Paul Alamotti, who had an absolute blinder. The other big news there, which I forgot to write, can you believe it or not, Nathan Cleary, he also returns. So a big, big in there for the Penrith Panthers. A big, big in for the Gurus Grizzlies as well.
Huge.
You going to buy him this week or what?
Well, I've got the cash.
You got heaps of cash.
And I've got the trades.
You've almost got more trades than cash, and you've got a lot of cash.
I don't know. This is one I'll have a good think about. Mm. I know it's Nathan Cleary, but I'm in good shape. So.
Yeah. Hamstring, first game back.
I think he'll be a little cautious
little
game
bit
one.
Tender.
He might not score like he usually would.
I disagree. But I'm biased, obviously.
Yeah.
I've been holding for a long time. But good to see Nath back. I'm keen to watch him run around this weekend. Take us to the Sunday games, Mandu.
All right. This one is Dolphins versus Knights. It's 2 p.m. up at what is one of the nicest stadiums in Australia, if I may, Suncorp Stadium.
Suncorp Stadium. You'll be up there very soon.
I will.
As will I.
Yeah, magic
very
round.
Very excited. How good. A little bit of magic for you. Caxton round. For the Finns, no real changes here. I think Donoghue's on the bench for Sean O'Sullivan. That's it. One worth noting is Connolly Lemuelu. He's available on the extended bench. But I think Ewan Aiken's got that spot locked down at the moment, so I'm not expecting any changes. For the Newcastle Knights, young bloke Kalen Ponga is out for a few weeks. David Armstrong comes in. So very interesting. They had the option to play Price there. They had the option to move Dane Gagai there. I believe David Armstrong, he's played the last few weeks in reserve grade. Fletcher Sharp, I believe he had the jersey before that, but did his hammy a couple of weeks ago. So it'll be interesting to see over the next few weeks if Fletcher Sharp is available, whether he comes in. And a little situation to watch and a little content goldmine for us, Kat. I was at the Caxton Hotel last Magic Round and Fletcher Sharp came and asked to have a photo with me. Be amazing if he goes from photos in the Caxton car park with beer in hand, wearing his Cessnock Goannas jersey, to playing for the Newcastle Knights at fullback in this game in a few weeks. That's what I'll be cheering on anyway.
That's a good story.
Be a cracker yarn. But David Armstrong, very, very talented player. You might remember him from the trials. He lined up on the right wing for the Newcastle Knights, carved it up. Gagai also returns at centre. And shout out to Dane Gagai, captaining the Newcastle Knights this week. Last game of the week, Kathmandu, where are we going?
Well, we're down in Canberra. It'll be 4 p.m.
Yep.
So this is a nice little Sunday afternoon one for you. It is Raiders versus Sharks.
Yeah, and obviously the big news out of the Green Machine, Jamal Fogarty ruled out for a number of weeks, a number of months, I should say. So KO Weeks comes in to wear jersey 7. Simi Sasagi remains on the edge, which I love, and we're going to talk about him a lot tomorrow, Kat, on Beers and Breakevens, one that I'm very keen on. And Hopawade on the extended bench. So we'll see what happens here. Obviously burned himself cooking up a bit of Tucker a few weeks ago. If he comes back into this side, James Schiller would fall out. So that would stop that cash, that sweet, sweet bicky that we're making off James Schiller. So hopefully we can get one more week out of Schiller. But I think his break-even's about 50 or so, so it might be time to sell him anyway. Plenty to talk about tomorrow. For the Sharkies, Katoa, he returns on the wing. Sammy Stone Street off the back of his debut goes back to the extended squad. Obviously we mentioned Trindle's out for a couple of weeks. Bonehead stuff there. Dane Atkinson, he comes in at 5'8". I thought they'd go with Cade Dykes. They've gone with Atkinson, so can you see how that plays out? I think that's a big, big win for Nico Hines, Kat. I think he takes a lot more control again now. Extender bench, as I said, Cade Dykes and Royce the Choice Hunt also there. Obviously, Dale Finucane retired today, an absolute champion of our game. They don't come much tougher, Kat. So it frees up that bench spot for Sifa Talakai to probably stay there, which for me, in my opinion, I think it locks Ido in as a centre over the next few weeks, who thankfully, you brought last week in Supercoach.
I did. You begged on hands and knees for me to do it, and I did it. So let's reap some reward. Let's go.
I love that. Had a very good game last week too. All right, guys, they are your team lists for round 8, Anzac weekend. A big day coming your way on Anzac Day. And later tonight, talk about a big day. What about the big night we've got coming your way? The catch-up for round 8. Kat, this is groundbreaking stuff. Talk to me.
Groundbreaking. So the catch-up went out on the road last week. We've all seen Thanks Helen and this meme with Bronson Cherry. And I thought, you know what? I've known about Helen for years because she's trained Josh Mansell, Tyson Frizzell, Campbell Gillard. She's trained so many footy players and she's working with the Dragons as well. It's not just Bronson. There's a reason Bronson trains with her in the first place. And I wanted to go in there, get an idea of her story, talk to her about being an unofficial coach whisperer, an unofficial coach of the NRL. And so I got to sit down, hear about her story, but then we also did some mic'd up Pilates. Now, rook by name, rook by nature, I've never done Pilates before, or reformer Pilates, which is what she put me through. And it was rather challenging, but it was a good time. And she's just got a fantastic personality. It was super funny and I think everybody is going to love it.
Now, you're no stranger to a gym and a workout, but you came back pretty sore from this one.
I did. I think it's a compliment. She said to me, just too much time in the gym, not enough Pilates. I'll take it.
Yeah.
But Pilates, it is different and it's given me a lot of appreciation for, if you scroll through her feed, you can see Bronson, you can see the Dragons all working out. You can really appreciate just how difficult it is to do what they're doing.
And the content off the back of this episode is all fucking time too. Yeah, so brace yourself for that.
And there have been some requests for you to join a Pilates session next, but I'll leave that one with you.
I've deleted all of them. Don't worry about that. We're a long way away from doing a Helen Pilates. I'm scared of what she'd say to me walking in the door. Be terrifying.
Helen is lovely.
I'm sure she is.
She's so nice.
I still check under my bed every night to make sure Helen's not there. Scares me. All right, guys. That will be tonight,
7 p.m. That premieres on Rugby League Guru YouTube. So right here where you're watching this. And if you're listening, head over to the YouTube. And, yeah, guys, let us know your thoughts. And if there's any catch-up episodes or special features that you would like to see, message me and let me know.
Yeah, and shout out to the great Matty Georges who recorded all that for us. He's an absolute fucking legend. Wizard. What's his page?
Martina Inceptive is his entertainment page, his media page, but Matty Georges is his personal and he's collabed on all the posts. So you'll be able to see who he is and give him a follow and support his work.
He's really starting to take over the game, great Matty Georges, doing good things. So, yeah, 7 p.m. tonight on Rugby League Guru YouTube and then it'll be on the podcast tomorrow morning. But honestly, if you listen to it on the podcast, you got rocks in your head. Get to the YouTube, take in the full experience. Mm. It's unreal. I've watched it a few times today in the CBA Centre of Excellence, still giggling to myself. Well, I watched it once and Kat made me watch it back two or three more
times. I've actually just had it rolling on the TV all day.
She you know, stapled my eyelids open and forced me to watch it. A little bit of trauma there. But, yeah, great episode. Make sure you go check it out tonight on Guru YouTube. And then we'll have Beers and Break-Evens coming your way tomorrow. That'll be dropping around midday, you reckon, Kathmandu?
The audio?
Both video, audio. We'll drop it as soon as you're
done. Soon as it's so ready to go.
Around about midday?
Yeah.
Midday, 1 o'clock, around that mark. So it will be out earlier just because we want you guys to have more time to consume it with the games kicking off on Thursday. So, yeah, plenty coming your way on the Rugby League Guru podcast.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.